Hello and happy Monday. Hey there, Tiffany. How are you doing?
Hey there. Hi there.
How's it going over there?
It's going good.
Good, good. I am so glad. Yeah, you know, it's still nice weather, decent weather. It's cool. It could be a little warmer, but you know what? It could be a whole lot colder.
Oh, it could be a whole lot colder.
Exactly. So but I'm happy with
this. And it could be a little more lighter.
It could be, yeah, but
it's
you know
getting
what?
Darker.
You know what? We enjoyed it. Be grateful that we had it, right?
Yeah.
And so now let's embrace the darkness, you know, the romance of the darkness, the mystery, the eeriness of the darkness. Mm. You know, it's fun driving home from here in the dark. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, sure. I got to make fun. I got to have some fun somehow, right? Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll go with that.
All right. Sure. You got to do something, right? Because we don't have control of it.
No, we don't.
It's going to constantly keep changing. It's going to keep moving forward, and we have no way
and
about it.
And then soon enough, it's going to be lighter later.
Exactly. Oh, I like the sound of that. It's going to be lighter later.
All right.
So you got to come up at the beginning. It's darker now, but it'll be lighter later. Something like that. So that'll be the T-shirt of the day. All right.
The T-shirt of the day.
Okay. So, Tifferoo, okay? Today we're going to be talking about the never-ending evolution of life, okay?
Yeah.
How we ride that ride. But before we even do that, I just want to introduce the show. You don't mind if I do that, do you?
Oh, I guess you have to do that, don't you?
There's a couple people out there who are tuning in going, what's going on? Did I miss something? And no, you didn't miss anything. All right, so thank you for tuning in. You are listening to WRLR 98.3 FM. All right, this show is called Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Jalove, and of course, I can't do it by myself.
You can't?
No, sorry, Bob. I need my bestest buddy.
Tiffany.
There she is.
I throw you off sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's just so much fun. So, Tiff, anyway, what I was saying was today's show, what we're going to be talking about is embracing that never-ending evolution of life. The idea here that things are always, always changing. And sometimes, even though we really want things to be the same, in reality, we don't want things to be the same.
No.
If they stay the same too long, they become mundane, boring, and that does not lead us to happiness. So remember, our show is all about defining those paths of happiness, sharing some shortcuts for people, because we know there's plenty of reasons to be angry, a lot of reasons to be afraid, and sad.
And sad.
That's right. So you see, happiness is outnumbered 3-1. So today's show, we're going to be talking about embracing change. That's what we're going to be leaning on. We're leaning towards, and we're going to, I really want it to be a kind of a high-powered show.
Okay. You're ready?
You're ready? In fact, let's get rid of these chairs. Let's stand the whole show. Would you want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, wow, really? I don't want to. So you can stand if you want to. No, so first off, I wanted to tell you a little something. So I was just in Minneapolis over the weekend.
Oh.
I was in Minneapolis teaching some classes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and I was teaching a sales class and then a marketing with AI, artificial intelligence class. They were really cool classes. And the people who came to the marketing with artificial intelligence, this is brand new. So they were like, wow, this is like the world is changing so quickly. It's rapidly evolving into something. We've got to grow with it. And I said, completely. You know, I'm one of those people that I believe that AI is not going to necessarily replace me, but someone who uses artificial intelligence might replace me.
Gotcha.
Okay, you got to keep that in mind. Artificial intelligence is just a tool that we have to embrace. And so I loved that first class because I was talking to these people and they loved it. They were sucking up this information. Tell me more. I want to hear more. And that was great. The next day I was teaching a class on selling. It was a class I call Everyone is in Sales. All right. And so I was talking to a bunch of people and there were some people in there who had been in sales for a long time. And as I'm talking, you could see they're rolling their eyes. They're sitting there and they're making that movement with their hand like, yeah, get on with it, get on with it.
Do you call them out?
Oh, no. Sometimes I'll say something like, did you have a comment on there? Or what do you think of that? Have you ever done anything like that? I won't call them out like, you know, hey, what's your problem? I won't do anything like that.
No.
But it's curious because then at the break or lunch, I'll come and I'll talk to them. I'll say, so it doesn't seem like you're engaging or I'm not connecting with you.
And, really?
Oh, yeah. But that's one-on-one.
Right.
Because I'm teaching a class. I really want to get through to as many people as possible.
Wow. Good for you.
And it's interesting because I find there's a lot of careers that people are stuck in certain ways. But it seems like in the sales industry, the people who do selling for a living, once they've done it for many, many years, they kind of get stuck in a rut and they go, this is how I do it. This is how I do, you know,
I have no reason to change.
I've been successful and there's nothing wrong. And I go, yeah, but the problem is there is something wrong. And that is you got other people coming into this career doing the same thing that you do. They're selling the same stuff, but they're using more new tactics, and they're learning the psychology of sales, and they're understanding that the environment is changing and their customers are evolving, and they have to change with them. And some of the people are like, no, I don't want to change. I just want to do it the exact same way.
Do you think, I don't mean to cut you off, are older people that are in about to retire?
Some of them,
because they're like, you know what? I only have a few more years left to retire. Just let me do what I do.
See, that's the beauty of Tiffany, that you're always looking for the bright side. You're saying, oh, don't be hard on them, Marty. They're probably sweet old men. And so some of them, yes, some of them are probably getting close to that. But others are still young enough.
Oh,
okay. They might be like in their mid to maybe even late 50s, something like that, where they can see retirement.
A good
in the
10,
future.
15 years.
Yeah. And so they can say, do you want to retire successful or do you want to just fade away? And that's a big difference. Now, I've seen it with other industries, but I've seen it mostly with sales. And I can go to these people and I say, if you are not willing to always sharpen your skills, learn something new, a new tactic or something, a new strategy, if you're not willing to do that, you're going to just be borderline. You're just going to be floating. You're just going to have your sales are going to stay stagnant. If you want to grow, you have to embrace new ideas and new ways to approach people. And you have to constantly be knocking on doors and moving forward. And so I looked at these people and I was really, I do a part of my presentation for salespeople is I said that you have a group of people who we consider your bread and butter. These are the people who you talk to on a regular basis, and that's what's keeping the money coming in regularly.
The regular customers.
Yes, the regular customers, Okay. Exactly. And then you've got the next group that I'm going to call the should-bes. And these are the people who, they're just people maybe you haven't met, but you can sell them exactly what you have. And these are the people who should be customers. Just put a little more effort into it. And then I've got another group that I would call are the could-bes. And these are the people who, again, are kind of like, if I learned a little something more, I could sell more, okay? And if I sharpen my skills, I pay more attention. And then finally, what I consider is the whale, all right? And that is that one big customer or a handful of customers that you look at and you go, wow, I could never sell to them. They'll never buy from us. We're too small. You create reasons or objections for them before you even talk to them. And those are the ones that you know you have to be brave enough to approach, as well as maybe sharpen your skills and learn something. And a lot of salespeople, what they do is they get complacent, they get happy with where they're at, and they say, I'm not interested in growing. I'm just fine. I'm just fine where I'm at, and they'll never chase a whale. Okay, so that's what I do. So the reason I was bringing it up was we had planned a show today about change and evolution and how we have to live with it and run with it because it's out of our hands. It's going to happen. And when I witnessed some of these people, that it was just sad to me because you could see some of the people in the class are laughing and they're taking notes and they're smiling and they're like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, my goodness, I can think of this. And then these other people are just shaking their head like, no, this doesn't even make any sense. That'll never work. You know, you got to go back to the old school methodology and stuff. And it was just sad to see some people are just stuck in the mud like that. And then you're going to see other people just run right by
them. So when you had the one-on-one with these people,
yes,
did you see their eyes light up or was it
a
pretty much?
Nah, some still... Oh, yeah, I could see trying that or something like that. But then what they do is then they come up with another excuse why you can't do well, you know, the company I work for, they would never let us do that. Or, you know, I can't do that because, you know, that would risk this and I can't, you know.
Well, the reason why the company contacted me is...
Exactly, right, exactly. So it's sad because they come up with that and... there are some people that I've seen over the years that change and they go, all right, you know what? We'll give it a shot. Yeah. We'll try. And I'll say, you know what? Here's what I want you to do is just try it. Just try it and let's talk about it next. If it worked, what didn't work? And then let's adjust it. Let's practice it. Did you do it just right? Now, if that doesn't work for you, if that sales methodology is not suited for you, maybe there's something else. Try it this way. And so I'm more impressed by people who are saying, I'm willing to go out on a limb and try something new. You know, it's what we always talk about is that shine, sharpen, and share, right? So we shine, we talk about, hey, this is what I happen to be good at. Let's say some of these people, I've been selling this product for 25 years. Okay, so great. I'm glad, and I'm glad that you're proud of that. That's your shine. Your sharpen is how do I step out of this and really improve the way I'm doing it, knowing that all things change. Time changes. Time goes on. How can I improve what I'm doing? And that's the sharpening. And then sharing is going out and actually doing it, not just thinking about it, you know, and actually sharing your products and services with people by selling them, trading them, giving them away, whatever it is. So you've really got to do that. And some people just can't embrace that yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's sad. So also.
Also. Ooh.
Do you have, well, yeah, I wanted to.
We got an also.
We got an also. So, yeah, I went off on this big tangent, but it's important to realize.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, it's important to realize that in our personal lives, sometimes we want to get into a rut and we're like, you know, I want these things to always stay the same. Mm-hmm. You know, people with children, it's like, oh, I want these kids. Look at my little kids are here. And then they realize, oh, a year from now, they're a year older and another year. And suddenly they're like,
they're in college.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, we used to sit and play board games. Well, we don't want to play that anymore. You know, things change and you have to enjoy the times how they are right now because they are going to change. They're going to be a little bit different tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll be similar. But they won't be the same. And that's what's so important. So I want to talk about this one other thing that it made me think about how things change and how they're truly enjoyable. And while I'm doing that, Tiff, I want you to think about something. Ooh. Something that you could say in your life that you are glad that you evolved with this. You changed with this. Okay, that you saw something was constantly moving in life, and rather than you denying it and letting it go out on its own, you said, you know, I'm going to go for the ride. I'm going to enjoy this. So I want you to just think about that. And I know, if for those of you who just tuned in, I like throwing these things at Tiffany. So she's like, oh my God, I got to come up with something while you talk. All right. So I want to tell you about this other thing, this bar, a little tavern, a drinkology place. Okay.
Drinkology.
Yeah.
So okay. Anyway. If I don't.
Then we'll change the subject. If you can't think of it, what we'll do is we'll pretend I didn't ask you.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Who's listening, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so this place, they distill their own whiskey and stuff like that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so we would go in there, we'd take little sips and stuff like that. And they had a guy a while ago, a mixologist. Okay, and that was his official term. A
bartender?
Well, no, it was more than a bartender because he made specialty drinks. He could make the standard drinks, but what he did was he custom made drinks for you.
So if I said, oh, I don't like vodka, but I like something fruity and
yes.
I like this, he'll say,
yes.
Okay, it'll be the Tiffany drink.
Right. And in fact, he might do something like, do you prefer dogs or cats? Do you prefer the smell of sunflowers or pumpkins?
Cool.
Right. And they'll ask you questions like that. And so I remember having this, and he created this mixed drink, and he was asking me all kinds of questions. And, you know, some of the questions he's asking are just bizarre for the,
yeah,
you know, fill-in questions. Like,
that's
do you like
cute.
Horror movies or action movies? You know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay. So we're going through this whole thing, and he makes this drink for me. And on the top of the drink, there was some type of a leaf. I think it was a mint leaf.
Okay.
Okay. A mint leaf and something like probably a cherry or a tart cherry, not a maraschino cherry, but a tart cherry broken open, and it had a toothpick going through the mint leaf and the cherry, and he sat it on top of the drink. He didn't put it in the drink.
Right, right.
And inside the drink, he had mixed some kind of seltzer or whiskey or whatever, and I can't remember really what the alcohol was inside there, but he had ice cubes, and one ice cube had a raspberry in it, one ice cube had a blueberry in it.
Okay.
And so he goes, here's the whole deal. And he goes, now what you want to do is I want you to sip it right now. As soon as I make it, just go ahead and sip it.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I wanted the ice to melt. He goes, no, sip it a little now. So I sip it. I'm like, oh, wow, I can taste the alcohol in it. And he goes, and let your nose smell the mint and the tart cherry. So as I'm sipping it, it's there it is floating by my nose because it's sitting on top of the
right.
chair. And you can start smelling the mint while you're sipping. So you put it down. And as we're talking, the more he's talking to me, the ice is starting to melt. And then what he does is he says, now take the mint and the cherry, that thing off, and now sip it again. And as it's sipping, you're like, oh, I got a different flavor. And then all of a sudden, as the ice melts more and the blueberry and the raspberry are now part of the drink, the flavor changes.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like drinking a half a dozen drinks at one time, and it slowly changes. Okay, and I've seen people where they do this, where they light the drink on fire,
yeah,
and then you sip it when it's warm like that. Then they drop ice in it, and the drink changes, and it's such an enjoyable drink. You know, sometimes I just like drinking whiskey on ice. That's what I like, and the reason I like whiskey on ice, not whiskey and water, is whiskey and ice starts a little stronger, and then as the ice melts, it changes the flavor, and I read something about how it goes. the ice changes the molecular compounds of the whiskey and stuff like that.
Duh.
Yeah, it's a So I like the way that tastes like that. And this drink this guy made really, you know, just showed how enjoyable it was to live through the change, the constant changing of this drink. Mm-hmm. Okay, it wasn't just, here's your drink, like people drink straight whiskey. Here's your drink, and every sip tastes exactly
the same. I see.
This just keeps changing slowly as you go along.
Was this placed in Minnesota, or was this placed in Illinois?
No, this was Illinois. This was a couple of years ago. I was trying to think of some great examples of
things
that
changed. That
was a
very good example.
Yeah, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Wow, I can't believe that you came up with that.
Oh, well, why?
Because this was two years ago.
I'm brilliant like that,
well,
Tiff.
Yeah, but it was 2 years ago. You know, you are getting up there in age. Sometimes you don't remember everything.
Huh? What'd you say there? So, anyway, Tiff, while you're still thinking of that, or if you're not, then we'll forget that we asked you. I just want to remind everyone who's listening in that what we do is we pick topics to talk about, things that are interesting to us, or a problem we'd like to see if we can dig into a solution or help people make their way through tough times. Because we know we're going to live in life, and there's going to be ups and downs and twists and turns. Life is a roller coaster, okay? It's that roller coaster where every moment changes from the past. Life is not a simple train where you're just driving through a track and everything you see is what you expect. No, life is changing, and that's the beauty of it. So what we do on this show is we answer these questions. We try to solve some problems. We try to explain things using BACON. We use the acronym BACON. So it's not the bacon for chewing.
It's not?
No.
It's the bacon for doing.
There you go. See, I got it right that time. I didn't mess that up. All right. So let me just do this little intro. All right. Change is constant and inevitable in life. It can be daunting and challenging to accept the fact that everything around us is in a constant state of flux. However, it is essential to learn how to welcome change and embrace the evolution of all things.
True.
Right? Finding happiness, growth, and insight in change is possible instead of fearing the uncertainties of what the future holds. We can learn to appreciate the ceaseless revolution that life is. You were going to say.
Fear is in the future.
Yes.
It's not necessarily the present.
The future is, did you just make up a quote?
Maybe.
All right. The future is not necessarily the present, right?
No. Fear.
Oh, fear.
Fear is not in the future.
Right.
Because we're living in the present.
Right. We have to live in the present because the future is just something that may occur.
Yes.
Right? And so we don't know which direction we're going to go in the future. And the past is in the past. It's something that maybe we learned lessons from, but we should try to live a life without regrets. We should look and say, I could have done this, but you know what? I didn't do that. So what did I learn from it?
Yeah.
And then this is where I'm at now. So how am I going to appreciate this moment?
So a lot of times the fear is in the future.
Definitely.
And you're not living in the future. You're living in the present right now.
That is it. That is it. So I'm going to give us the bacon now.
Oh, we're giving the bacon.
Yeah, we're going to give the bacon.
Okay,
then we'll come back.
Are you giving me the crispy bacon?
Yeah, for you, Tiff, crispy bacon.
Thank you.
For the rest of the God-fearing world, we're going to do chewy bacon.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Okay. All right. So in order to embrace that never-ending evolution of life, B is be passionate.
Oh, that's a good
one. Thank you. A, accept uncertainty. C, challenge yourself. Yeah, you nodded with that one. I don't know if that meant
I'm writing. I'm writing fast. And
O, openness and flexibility. And N is never stop learning.
All right. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
You like them.
I like them.
All right.
Easy to understand.
There you go. No big words.
No big words.
I should have thrown in a big word because the last one is never stop learning. You should learn one big word every show there, Tiff. Okay. All right. Also, you know what's really cool is I did some research. I was taking a online class through Harvard University. Okay, it sounds more hoity-toity.
You know what, though? But you could put it down that you took a class
completely.
Harvard.
But, yeah, and it's a class based on happiness. There's a lot of universities now that are having entire subject matter teaching happiness.
You're putting that on your website, aren't you?
Completely. Why wouldn't I?
Good job.
But yeah, and so they teach all this methodology of finding happiness. They teach us some shortcuts, some things like that. And it's really cool when you're studying something like that from a prestigious university like Harvard that you're listening to them and you're saying, yeah, we already talked about that on the show. We talked about that a year ago. Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, there's lots of stuff. Oh,
you're
there's
like,
lots of stuff.
I knew that.
Yeah, but duh. Yeah, exactly. I could teach this class. All right. But they do talk just about that whole idea. One of the things they really drive home in this class is that no matter what we think brings us happiness, will not bring us happiness or won't necessarily bring us happiness forever. Everything eventually gets boring, okay? And we've talked about this, is that let's say you say, I absolutely love roller coasters. They're the absolute best. And I said, okay, so if we went to an amusement park and there was your favorite roller coaster, would you ride it 3 times in a row? They'd be definitely, I'd ride it 5 times in a row. I go, would you ride it 100 times in a row? And you're like, oh, 100? Yeah. In other words, all day long, 24 hours a day, just keep riding. Well, no, of course not. Why? Because after a while, you would not be enjoying it. You'd know every twist and turn. You'd be like, here we go, here we go. And you'd be like, come on, I just want to get off of this. I want to be done with it.
I was going to say, speaking of amusement parks, I would have favorite rides.
Yes.
And the older I get, I can't ride them anymore because they get me sick.
I'm sure.
But they were my favorite.
Right, but getting you sick is one thing. That's your physical body changing. But think about some of the rides that when you were younger you really liked, that now you're like, oh, why would I even go on that? You know, why would I purposely force myself to get thrown around, right? And stuff like that. Forget the sickness. Just like, what did I enjoy about it? It was the thrill that is gone now because you know what the feeling is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's everything. It's we talked about you loving pepperoni pizza. Exactly. And that if you, see, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
And that if you ate pepperoni pizza for every single meal and nothing else, and imagine going to a restaurant and you're eating pepperoni pizza, the same thing that you ate 3 times a day for 7 days a week for month after month after month, and you look in a restaurant just, and they go, oh, here's your pepperoni pizza, and you look at everyone else sitting at the table and somebody's got pasta fazool. Okay.
You took it. I was just about to say
it. I know it.
Would you eat pasta fazool?
Yeah. But,
all the time?
No. There's a couple things I like. If I go to a restaurant, I like ordering a few things all the time. But if you ate the same thing day after day after day all the time, it would get really boring.
Yeah.
And you'd get sick and tired of it. And after a while, you'd be like, I really love pepperoni pizza, but look, how come you have that? And I want to try some of that. Nope. You made the deal. You only get pepperoni pizza for the rest of your life. So everything that brings us joy, eventually, we lose it. It gets boring.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure.
And Harvard told you that.
Harvard told me. That's what they stressed on.
You could have told Harvard
that. Yeah, exactly. I did. To be honest, I taught the class.
Yeah.
So that's what really happened.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Harvard contacting you.
That's right.
And going, would you like to teach a class? Well,
that's
heck
right.
Yeah.
Of course I would. But anyway, so it seems like really all the big major universities are doing something tied towards happiness. And I think it's cool because we were ahead of the time here. We've been doing this show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We realized, we saw that people were having a difficult time finding happiness, getting refocused. And there's tons and tons of reasons that we touch on.
I did hear on the radio that the people nowadays.
Yes.
They're not happy.
No.
They're really, I don't know if it's a depression type thing or angry, but they were saying how people aren't happy like they used to be.
No, not at all. Exactly. It's just, it's because we are promised these things like, oh, you know, the old promise, you're a chicken in every pot. Everyone deserves a house. Everyone deserves a car. And as times are changing, they're realizing I might not be able to get that. And they're like, so what am I living here for? What am I doing? And so the promises of yesteryear are no longer available. And they're seeing this whole thing of, man, I have to go to school and I have to learn this stuff. And technology is coming in and taking over. And I'm looking at social media and everyone is prettier than me. And they're having a greater life than me. And so they're surrounded by, people are surrounded by opportunities to compare themselves to someone else. Okay, and saying, how come I can't have that? How come these people have that? And they forget to just compare yourself to who you were yesterday. That's what you got to do.
I also heard something, and you had mentioned it a few times. They were talking about the happiest states.
Yes.
And Well, one of the happiest states is Utah.
Okay.
And they said because there's such a high percentage of people that live there that donate their time and volunteer and help. And we were talking about that. When you help other people and volunteer, you're actually happier. And they said that Utah has a high percentage of people volunteering, donating, and helping. And that is
makes so much sense. That's probably one of the easiest things to find quotes on is how does helping other people make me happy. And it seems like every culture, every religion, every country has proof in their words of saying this is where true happiness comes in, is being in the service of other people.
And it could be something so small, it could be something major, you know? So don't think, I don't have time to do it or I can't do that. It's helping a little old lady across the street.
Holding a door open for
somebody. Holding a door open
for someone. Trading smiles, just anything. You never know what that person needs at that moment.
Yeah.
So that's what's important.
So I wanted to throw it. I just heard that on the radio a couple days ago.
I think that's so true.
And you say it all the time.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad that you're listening.
Yeah. You should be teaching a class at Harvard.
I should be.
Yeah.
Maybe do something more local.
Good for you.
All right. All right. So, Tiff, I'm just going to ask you, or should we just cut this out of the podcast? So did you come up with something that you would say that you have evolved with this, something about you that you feel you've grown and changed?
I guess the thing that just really pops in my head is job.
Yeah, okay,
perfect. I went from one type of job that I was very comfortable with.
Okay.
And then I switched to something totally different.
Gotcha.
So
sure, there you go.
So
And so do you believe, and it could be a combination of both, did you believe that you had to do this or that you had a desire, you wanted to do this? Was it a need or a desire?
It was a little of both.
Okay. All right.
It was definitely a little bit of both. I did need to.
Okay.
But I didn't have to.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, it wasn't a life and death thing I had to.
And you wanted to.
I did.
Okay.
I did. I
like that big pause.
I did.
Yes, I wanted to.
Because if I didn't, I wouldn't have.
Yes. There you go. Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So, but it was different.
And was it a challenge?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Okay,
it threw me out of my comfort zone.
Perfect, perfect. So we talked about this once before. There is a guy named like Miley, Chauncey Miley or something like that, and I always get his name wrong, so I'm not even going to try to Mihail, I think his first name is, and I can't pronounce his last name. It's got like 32 letters in it. but he's the guy who coined the phrase about flow or the zone, getting in the zone, getting into the flow. And it's brilliant, the system that he's got. And he shows that what you do is if you've got a low desire or low skill for something and the job you're doing is a low challenge, you're going to be really apathetic to it. In other words, you're not going to care. It's going to be like, oh, whatever. And you're not going to look forward to going into work. Okay. If you have no desire or you have extremely low skill, it's not a tough job. There's no challenge to it. There's nothing to look forward to. Now, if you increase your skill and you increase your desire, like I really want to do something and I'm really skilled at this, but the challenge is really low, then you get really bored with it, right? You know, you're like, I could do so much more and this is all they're giving me. Then it's the same thing. You start saying, I don't want to come into work because this is boring. I could do this in an hour and I got to sit there for 8 hours, right? Now, you go back the other direction and you go up the chart and you're saying you've got low skill or low desire, and the challenge, instead of being low, is very high. It's a high challenge job, and you've got low skill and low desire, then that's when anxiety hits you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to perform. I don't even know how to do this. How am I going to make it through this? And that's what kills you. And the same thing with the job. You're sitting there going, I don't want to come into work anymore, right?
Wow.
Now, what he'd said was, now, if you go to the opposite of apathy, which is low skill, low desire, low challenge, and you go all the way to the other side where it's a high challenge, but you have a high desire, you want to do it, and you're highly skilled. So in other words, you find something that's just a little bit out of your comfort zone, just a little bit more of a challenge to you, okay? But you're skillful in this, and you want to do it. That is where you disappear in the job. That is called getting into the zone or getting into the flow, okay? And the best person we always use as an example is you'd watch Michael Jordan play basketball.
Or baseball.
Or, well, no, let's just stick to basketball. When you watch Michael Jordan play basketball, and he would suddenly get into this where he would talk about everything around him would just disappear. He couldn't, all he heard were muffles, and all he could see was the hoop. And he could just fly through the air and score so often because what happened was he was just so uber-focused on the game, that moment, because it was a challenge to him still. Okay, and he loved it. He had high desire, high skill. And writers, painters, anyone in the arts like that, dancers, when they just suddenly feel like they're just, they lose themselves in their work. Okay, and that's what it is, it's getting into the flow or into the zone, and that's where real happiness is. Now, you don't live there. You go there for a while, you come back out, because then this way you can enjoy it. Okay, if you stayed there, if your work was so difficult that you're always a little out of your comfort zone, just trying a little harder, it would be exhausting. Okay, so what you do is you ride the life like a roller coaster. You get that high, that energy, where you're trying something that's just a little tough for you, but it's something you love and you want to accomplish. You want to grow. You want to change. You want to evolve. Okay, and it's something that you are highly skilled in, but this is going to push you to the limits. You do that, you enjoy it, then you come back down and you start doing your fill-in work, the stuff you need to do to get right back up there. And you do that, and when you can have that, now all of a sudden you look forward to going to work, right? You're excited about the next day. You're excited about Monday mornings, and you're like, this is what I was meant to do. That's what you got to do, is you got to get people to understand how to get to the flow, understanding that life is always changing and you have to change with it, okay? So, beautiful. That's why I'm excited about you changing your job. Okay? You all right? You all right over there?
It's so funny how sometimes you could just nail me. It's just like, bam, it's just like...
Well, you've been sitting across from me for like 18 years now.
It's so funny how you could just... It's just crazy.
All right.
Well, you're good at what you do, I guess I'm trying to say.
Oh, thanks, Tiff. Hey, let's see if this will work. You ready?
I think it might.
WRLR. 98.3 FM.
Look at that. I did that. Just that one, right? That was a magic.
I don't know. You're getting better and better.
Thanks. So just as a reminder to everyone, like you just heard, you're listening to WRLR 98.3 FM. This is Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. Today we're talking about riding that roller coaster of life, you know, embracing that never-ending evolution. I'm your host, Marty Jalevin. Of course, my bestest buddy,
Tiffany.
There she is, and she is just sucking this stuff up.
I am sucking it up.
There you go. All right. So, Tiff, like we always do, we're going to expand upon this idea with Bacon. And so we went through this really quickly. B was be passionate. A is accept uncertainty. C is challenge yourself. O is openness and flexibility. And N is never stop learning. Okay, so first, this whole idea of being passionate, all right? I love the word passion, and I hate the word passion because everyone jumped on the passion bandwagon. And every motivational speaker that I know of that I've heard, they go, oh, you got to find your passion. Oh, you got to do this passionately. And what happens is it loses the passion in the word passion, all right? But I believe your passion comes from this idea. Your passion, I believe, really... is that mix of what you love to do and what you're good at, okay? And if you're really good at something, you start loving doing it. And if you love doing something, you get good at it, and you find that's your passion in life. That's the thing you want to do. You're not doing it for the money. You're not doing it for the glory. You're doing it because you love doing it. That's your true passion. And if you can find that passion and connect it with your job, tremendous. If you can find that passion and find someone in your life who accents that and can collaborate with you on that, not necessarily do everything exactly the same as you, but just someone who can be your sidekick as you fulfill your passion, wow, you are so ahead in life. And as long and understand that your passions change over life, and what you found exciting now may be something different later on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you want to do is you really want to be passionate in life. Find something that you want to go for, and know that every moment of every day you're not fulfilling your passion. Okay,
no.
You have to do a lot of things to get to that. It's the idea as there was that old kid's story about the henny penny making a loaf of bread. You remember that one?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you remember that one, right? Yeah, Henny Penny. She probably grew up on your farm, right?
I think I might have the golden book.
The golden books. All right, there you go.
Henny Penny. My grandma, I think, used to read it to me, but I don't remember.
All right, so anyway, she was like, hey, I'm going to make some bread, you know, just like chickens talk. And she's walking around the farm and going, hey, you know, I'm going to make some bread. We need somebody to help me plant wheat. That's and they're like, nah, I'm really busy doing anything else. Okay, we're watching Netflix. Can't help you. So she plants the wheat and stuff like that. And then it's harvest time. She's like, hey, I'm going to make that bread. Everyone likes this bread. Who's going to help me cut down the wheat? And they're like, yeah, I'm busy. You know, I'm doing my nails. All right. And then later on, it's kind of like, all right, I got all the wheat. Now we got to grind it into flour. Who's going to help me? Because, you know, everyone likes the bread. And it's that same thing. She's going step by step by step. And nobody wants to do the work it takes to get to the thing that they want. But in the end, Henny Penny's a wonderful person. She shares the bread anyway.
Does she?
I think in a book she doesn't, but I don't think
she goes, you know what, my kids and I are going to have the bread.
Yeah, and then the farmer cut her head off and made chicken sandwiches with the bread and Henny Penny.
That's horrible.
But I think that's how the story ends. That's the one my aunt used to read to me. Yeah, and we had chicken sandwiches while we're reading the book.
Candy?
Auntie Candy, yep. Okay. Making chicken salad sandwiches while reading Henny Penny. All right, but anyway, the deal is just that sometimes people are afraid to do the work that's important in order to get to what we want to do. We've talked about this before where, you know, throughout life, you're either tasting, basting, or wasting, right? Okay, remember that?
I do.
All right, so you're either tasting, you're eating Henny Penny's bread or the chicken salad made from her. You are basting, in other words, preparing it, doing all the work that's necessary to get there, or you're wasting time. So at any point in your life, just ask yourself, where am I with this? Because if you're wasting time, if you're just sitting back, you are not fulfilling your passion. All right, life is too short to just waste it. Sometimes you've got to rest. Sometimes you've got to just unwind. Sometimes you've got to escape the world. We understand that. But if you feel you're wasting time, then get up and do something. But if you feel like you're recovering, you are preparing for something big, then go ahead, do what you've got to do. And then one day you get to actually taste that, okay? Yeah. You get to taste your passion. You get to fulfill that. But the people who are the most successful in life are the ones who find joy and love and happiness in the pursuit of happiness, the path. That's where all the happiness, the path is where the happiness is found. It's not
too many people are like that, but...
No.
They are out there.
Because they're constantly looking, going, well, I think happiness is over that hill.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not this hill. I think happiness is over that hill. Oh, it's over that mountain. No, happiness is on the path. It's climbing those hills, climbing those mountains, right? Yeah. So that's what we want to do. So find your passion. Find the things you love to do. Find the things that you're good at. And just keep doing them and see how you can do this more in your life. And then go out of your way to learn new things. All right? And just expand who you are. Just constantly learn something new. Go out of your way and just try this. And then say, hey, I learned how to make a new pepperoni pizza. All right? I'm going to bring it to the studio and give it to Tiffany. All right? I learned how to make a loaf of bread with a chicken in my neighborhood. All right? And then I'm going to slice that bread in thin pieces and make pepperoni pizza because I'm going to mix my two new talents together. And you got to keep doing that. And then I'm going to dip it in a special drink with blueberry ice cubes in it. It's going to be delicious. That's the whole deal. You got to keep learning something new and putting them all together.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So before I jump into A, so that was be passionate, which you can see I'm very passionate about being passionate. Tiff, look at this. It's already like 40 minutes into the show and you haven't even interrupted me with a quote. You got any good quotes for us?
The whole point of being alive is to evolve into the complete person you were intended to be.
Nice. I like that. Who said that?
Oprah.
Oh, she is such a doll.
Isn't she?
Oprah, remember, there's an open invitation anytime you want.
Anytime.
Right. I mean, obviously, it has to be Monday.
Monday nights on set. Not necessarily. She could contact you and you could record her.
We could do something. Yeah. And we do have a couple other guests scheduled. So when I say anytime, you know, I don't want to bump other people. I mean, granted, you are Oprah, but you know what? We make commitments. Oh, you understand what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So I really like that quote.
Yeah,
so
that's
why she's worth a while. She can come to the show. All right. As long as she comes up with some new quotes. But I don't want her stealing your gig. What if she came here with a whole bunch of quotes? How would that make you feel?
You know what? I'd be writing every quote down.
All right.
I'd be okay with that.
And then using it at the next show?
Heck yeah.
That's cheating.
I'll give her credit.
That's cheating.
I'll give her credit.
No, you know what? You got to change. You got to rise to the occasion. You got to say, oh, yeah, Oprah, you think that's clever? Listen to this one. Bam. And you hit her right back with it. Say, this one's T-shirt worthy, baby.
Yeah.
That's
bam.
It. There you go. All right. So we did be passionate. A, accept uncertainty. All right, this is this thing where people are so afraid.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't want to do that because what if this happens or I don't know what's going to happen. No, you never really know what's going to happen.
Because that's in the future.
Exactly. Bam. Absolutely right. So what you got to do is say, all right, take your best guess. Jump into the pool. The pool, it could be cold. It could be really cold. It could be warm. It could be really hot. I don't think the pools are ever really hot. But just jump in the water and enjoy it. You know, you're going to get used to that. You know, when we were little kids and you'd run around the swimming pool and you'd jump in, the water was freezing cold.
Yeah.
Over time, you get used to it. We used to have a pool in our backyard. We had this skinny little kid down the block. He used to jump in. It was so cold, he'd jump right out of the pool. It was like, I don't even know how he could jump out of the pool so quickly. And he'd be like, I'm fine, I'm fine. He'd wrap himself up in a towel. I'm like, no, jump in a pool, stay in the pool. You'll get used to it. That's what life's about. I applaud him because he tried. He'd jump in, okay? But you jump out too quick. Yeah. Go, it's so cold. It's so cold. I got to wait till, you know, the end of summer when by the time the water's warmed up from human bodies floating in it. Okay.
Oh, gross.
All right. But anyway, so accept uncertainty because you never know what life's going to bring you. So you've got to jump into that. What's the biggest thing, Tiff, for you that you were uncertain about? You didn't know for sure. And you just said, I do.
I do.
Yeah, oh my God, I was throwing you a hint like you
about
got married.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You got married. Was that something that you weren't 100% sure? You were betting on it, right?
This isn't the answer you wanted, but we were dating such a long time and we were living together. I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
And it was just the
How next about
thing.
When he asked you? You know, when he said, hey, baby, you want a soda? Remember that when you guys met?
He asked for a drink.
Oh, a drink, right.
And my friend asked him to get her a soda.
Gotcha.
Not me.
All right. And then what? You just bumped her out of the way and you said, how you doing?
How you doing?
right. So what happened then? How'd you hit on him? How'd you capture him?
Oh, did
you,
he did hit you, on
did
me.
You get, after buying a drink for your friend?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put a roofie in probably your friend's drink, put her to sleep, and then took you home, right?
He was very, very sweet, and then he was there with a bunch of his friends, too, and he asked after the concert, because it was Eddie Money concert, the concert if we wanted to go to the bar next door to go dancing.
Nice.
And
he was alone? Or he was
No, he was with a bunch of his friends.
Okay, gotcha.
And so we were hanging out with his friends, and then towards the end of the evening, he goes, can I have your phone number so I could take you out? And I said, okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. That's beautiful. So, but were you uncertain? Did you?
I got to tell you,
no,
I was.
You weren't.
No.
You are so.
I'm not uncertain at all.
You are charmed.
I was
you lead a charmed life.
I was okay? So comfortable being around him. I loved hanging out with him
nice.
And his friends. So
nice.
Not at all was okay. I uncomfortable.
All right.
So I know that's not
so,
what you wanted to hear.
No. I was trying to come up with an, I was trying to come up with an example, but that's okay. You know, if maybe you're the type of person who is a bigger risk taker.
Oh,
I knew what you were going to say there.
So the number one thing is every time I get a new job or being in a new department, my anxiety would go sky high because
right.
I wouldn't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the same thing. Every time that I get up in front of a group and I have to do public speaking, inspirational speaking, motivational speaking, there's that little voice in my head that goes, run away.
I do not believe that.
I know,
that.
But it's the truth. I start thinking, I'm like, oh, you don't have to do this. Why did you sign up for this? And I still have that, but I like that. That's that nervous energy that gets me that once I know then there's that hurdle. That's the only hurdle I've got to get over.
I don't see
okay?
that happening.
No, because I use it. I turn that anxiety into excitement.
Wow.
All right, and I can then just explode to these people and say, I am so happy to be here. You know, yesterday I was the MC for, it was the ELA Historic Days, okay? It was this big, big outdoor event yesterday in the rain.
I was going to say, wait,
killing
didn't
us.
It rain?
Yeah,
all day?
It was killing us, but it stopped and this, but we had like a Civil War reenactment. We had blacksmiths. We had Native Americans singing and stuff like that.
Oh, that'd
all
be
kinds,
cool.
Oh, it was all kinds of really, really cool stuff. And so I was the MC. I had to keep people like, hey, don't run away yet. Go under that tent over there. Hey, why don't you go check out the locksmiths? You know, the blacksmiths. They've got a big fire. That'll keep you warm. Go over here and do that. And the soldiers, there's a group of Union soldiers dressed in that. They're marching through the rain, just walking around
probably
the field.
Probably because... during the war,
yeah.
They're not gonna, shoot, it's yeah. raining. I think we're turning
around.
Well,
let's postpone the war. Yeah. No, but it was all really cool. But even that point, you walk up there and they're like, everything's set up. The mic is hot. Go ahead. And I'm kind of like, part of me is like, why don't you all walk away? Let me practice. I don't know what I'm going to say. Yeah. But then once I start talking, then it's, like I said, it's a roller coaster. It's that nervousness. You know the roller coaster when you're riding a roller coaster, that nervousness.
The sound. You're right.
Right. As you're making it to the top, and it's that whole, there's that hesitation, that moment right there that everything stands still.
Yes.
And then you just drop. And that's exactly what I go through every single time that I do
every
public.
Time.
Every single time.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm afraid of actually going in front of an audience and not feeling that, because then that, to me, would mean, oh, it's, you might not care that much about this audience, you know? And I want to care about the audience so much that I want to do a great job. And that's where the nervousness comes from.
Okay. So do you get nervous when you come in and do the show with me?
No, because you make me feel so calm, Tiff.
Oh, it's, is
this,
that
this,
it?
This show is all about just me and you talking, okay? Yeah, that's what it is. Like, yeah, shut up. Yeah. So anyway.
I'm just not important because you don't have those anxiety feelings.
No, because you make me feel comfortable. Like, this is a great conversation. You're really good at this because you're like, tell me more, Marty. I want to hear more about this. So you're a great partner, Tiff.
Aww,
all right.
Thanks, Marty. Right back at you.
All righty. All right, so that was Accept Uncertainty. And now I'm looking at this clock up there. That one's saying 7:45. This one's, So we're running through this. So do you have another quote for us real quick?
I think I said this one before, but
Did you say it earlier today?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. To keep our faces towards the change and behave like free spirits in the presence of faith is straight. Yeah. Is it the strength of undefeatable?
Now, it was difficult for her to read that.
That's a tattoo.
That's a tattoo she's got on her elbow. So you had to see the way she was bending herself to read that.
It was funny because I'm like, ooh, that's not the one I thought I was going to read. So it kind of threw me.
No.
And it's usually, it wasn't the full. The one I said before is life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Beautiful.
And
I like that. That's good.
And that was Helen Keller.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Usually I say just I stop at or nothing.
Okay.
But this
today
was a little, and so it threw me off.
Gotcha. Well, you just became more flexible. You could read more of the tattoo on your elbow. That's what it is. Good for you. Okay. I like that. You're absolutely right. Why not go to bed every single night and just give yourself a hug and say, man, you made it. You know, you just had a great adventure today. You know what my adventure this weekend was? You're going to love this. Okay.
Well,
I did the MC thing, and I did the teaching in Minneapolis, right? But the first day we were doing, I was teaching a class, and we break for lunch, right? And I'm straightening up the room and stuff, and everyone's left. And the one guy watching the rooms comes. He goes, you going to have lunch? I go, yeah. Where is it? And he goes, up the stairs and to the right. So I get up, you walk up some steps and there's a platform and there's two different staircases, right? So I go up to the right, that staircase, to the right, and as I get up there, I turn to the right and there's a buffet out in the hallway. So I get in line and I fill my plate and I'm looking around going, I don't recognize anybody here, right? And I look down at the lunch, I'm like, oh, this is kind of a cheap lunch for this event, right? So I go there and they're like, everyone's eating here. And I'm like, we're all eating in a classroom. There's so many people here. How do we fit them all in this classroom? So I'm looking around going, I don't recognize anyone. I sat down. I'm eating lunch. I'm halfway through, and I'm looking. The people who are running the show are not even in here. And that's when I kind of go, I'm at the wrong lunch. Right? So I finished eating it. I walk out, and I see around the corner, had I gone up the other stairway to the right, that's where their lunch was. And I walk over, I see all these people, and they're like, Marty, where have you been? We've been looking for you. And I go, oh, I already had lunch, so I'm over here for dessert now. And so it's that whole thing. That's my adventure for the weekend.
I could top that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can always make time.
So I was going to a party, a bachelorette party.
We've run out of time. No, go ahead.
So I was going to a bachelorette party, and I knew her, but I never been to the house that the party was at.
Okay.
And I didn't know anyone else really. I just knew the bride.
Yes.
And so I was doing MapQuest. I didn't have a GPS. I was doing MapQuest, and I got down the road and I turned because it said party here. So I turned in the party and I'm walking. I walk into the house. I'm looking around. I said, is Terry here? And they're like, who? I said, isn't this a bachelorette party? I thought it was kind of weird because there was a lot of men there too.
Okay.
And had the wrong house.
Oh.
But the adventure was they were very sweet and said I could stay.
Oh, all right. All right. I was going to say.
They're like,
all right.
If you want to stay, you can stay. There's food in the kitchen and drinks. And I'm like, no, yeah. I think I better get to my party.
Yeah. Nice.
Totally went to a stranger's house.
Excellent.
And gave me food and walked in. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, of
beautiful.
Course, that's the whole evening everyone was talking about. Because I finally did get to
you
the
made
correct
it right,
height.
Right.
House.
I'm going, you know, three parties later and you finally show up.
Yeah. But I thought that was nice. They asked me to stay.
Yeah. No kidding. You should have stayed there.
So that was my adventure.
Nice. All right, so let's jump into this because you're right. We're getting close to the end
of time. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told my story.
Never apologize for something like that. We all want to hear your stories. All right, so our bacon today so far was be passionate. A is accept uncertainty. C is challenge yourself. Okay, and this is that whole idea. Life has got to be a challenge. Life has got to be a little bit tough. You got to step out of your comfort zone. We talked about this a little bit today about trying to get your way to the zone or to that flow. You've got to step out and make yourself feel uncomfortable just a little bit, not too much. You don't want to do something, you know, if you're like, oh, I'm just learning how to swim. You don't go, oh, I'm going to go to Acapulco and do cliff diving. No, you don't make it that difficult. All right. What you do is just little bits and pieces, just a little bit tougher, So to the point where you're still enjoying it. You still have some desire and that you want to be doing this, but it's just a little bit uncomfortableness. Make those butterflies in your stomach dance a little bit.
Ooh, I didn't like the butterflies.
But you know what? They don't have to dance. How about this? Make your butterflies sit around and talk.
Ooh,
okay? But that's what you got to do is just challenge yourself to do something a little bit more. And at work, okay, at your job, I always tell people, the managers or the people that I coach their businesses, I always tell them what you need to do is you have to create responsibilities and challenges and priorities for your people. You give them the list of responsibilities, and that's the stuff that they have to do every day, all day long. But you also give them some challenges, something a little bit out of their comfort zone, that you make a priority for them. And you say, I need you to concentrate on in this quarter or this month. I want you to do this. I want you to learn this and improve this. And if you think about this, if you can get your employees to do something like that once a month or once a quarter, you've got between 4 or 12 new things that person is growing and changing and improving the company. And that's just one employee. You got 10 employees. All of a sudden at the end of the year, it could be up to 120 improvements to your company.
Hmm.
And every employee then is feeling more empowered and they're feeling like they've got a reason to come to work because they've always got something new to learn, something to push forward, something to make them a little bit better. So that's what it's about, challenging ourselves. And at work, we should be challenging our employees. We should be challenging ourselves at work as well. Okay, in every aspect of our life.
Okay.
In our relationships, I got to come up with today on the way home. I got to come up with a way to tell Christy I love her in a whole new, different way. I got to pick up something other than just flowers and donuts or something like that. I got to do something different. So that's how I'm going to challenge myself. All right. What are you giving me that look for? I'm going to pick her up some beef sticks or something like that, you know.
Can't go wrong with those beef sticks.
Beef jerky. That's right.
Beef jerky is pretty damn good.
That's right. Especially because she's going to go, I don't want this. I'm like, all right, fine.
I'll eat it.
All right. Okay, so the O is openness and flexibility. And this is what we're talking about, especially with the fact that we live in a world that's constantly changing. All right, we have to be open to change. We can't say, no, we're not going down this path. We have to understand that things are going to twist and turn with us. All right, with or without us, I should say. And so we've got to be flexible and adaptable to what's happening around us, especially in the workplace. Okay, when we work at a certain place, we only have so much control of what our day-to-day is. We have certain jobs we have to do. We don't know what the decisions are being made above us and above those people and above those people all the way to the ownership. So we have to be prepared to say, I want to move with the flow of this company. I want to grow with the company. I want to do something to the point where it's no longer a challenge. And then it might be time for you to move to another place and take a job somewhere else or ask for a promotion, ask for a different job responsibility, something like that. So you've got to continue to be open to opportunities and be flexible and adaptable to what life hands you, okay?
Okay.
And doing that is our last letter here, which is N.
N.
And that is never stop learning.
Never.
Never, 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 ever.
Never, okay? Ever, ever.
There you go, because that's the joy in it. Every time you learn something, you have an opportunity to take what you learned And put it into your life and change your life and grow from
but
it.
But you should learn something that you want to learn.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes what happens is you fall. You fail. Let's say you want to learn to ride a bicycle and you fall on the ground. You didn't really want to fall on the ground, but you learned something. You learned not to do that. You learned to keep pedaling. You learned to turn the wheel in the direction of the fall. You learn things like that.
Or learn how to ride a bike in an alley where there's a lot of stones and gravel.
Exactly. Perfect. That's it. Exactly. I like how you bring back these old stories, and the listeners are like, I don't know where she's going with that. You'll have to listen to an old episode. And you know where they can listen to old episodes, Tiff?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't, do you?
I mean, I guess it old.
On our podcast.
Wait.
We have a podcast called Bacon Bits with Master Happiness.
We do not have a podcast.
Yes, we do.
Okay, we would really have made it if we're on Spotify.
Oh, well, then consider us made. All right, we're on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, Google, almost any place you listen to podcasts, you can listen to our podcast, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. You know what? And as often as we can, we're going to try to expand it, find other places to put our show, because life keeps changing and evolving, just like our show should be changing.
You know
and
what?
Evolving.
And it's since you have a license from Harvard about
teaching
to teach happiness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There'd be a lot more places.
Yeah. So let's not get me in trouble. I don't have a license from Harvard. I've been taking some classes from
Harvard. But you have a certificate.
Yeah.
That you took the class, right?
Well, that's the certificate I made up. I'm not done with it yet. I'm still studying.
Oh, I thought you were finished, because after you're finished, I'm sure you'll get some type of certificate.
Yes, yeah, but I don't want to finish, because the idea here is never stop learning, okay? So I want to continue doing this. I'm going to keep going through it over and over again. And when that one's done, I'll go grab another class.
Right, and then you get another certificate.
There you go. It's all about the certificates.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
It is.
All right, so Tiff, any closing ideas? What's a quote you can close our show with, or almost close our show with?
You are an endless project, changing, evolving, surprising.
I like that. Who said that one?
James Patterson.
All right.
Isn't he an Arthur? Arthur?
An Arthur?
Yeah.
He is not an Arthur. He is a James. Okay. All right. So what he's probably an author, not an Arthur. Okay.
James Patterson.
Right.
Or is he an actor?
He acts.
Usually know exactly who these people are.
He's an actor who plays an author in a lot of movies.
Okay. Usually you know who they are.
All right. So anyway, I just wanted to say, just tell everyone, just, you know, embrace the unknown and enjoy that ride of life, right? Life is that roller coaster. It's got those ups and downs, and we're gonna enjoy those ups, live with those downs, learn from those downs, and then just really, really enjoy the twists and turns, all right? Because life can be so much fun if we allow it to be. Follow that flow that life gives us, all right? And just move with the changes. Evolve, change, grow, and just enjoy life. Keep on learning. Shine, sharpen, and share. All right?
Alrighty.
All right, with that, I'm going to say ta-ta, but I want you to say goodnight there, Tiffany.
Goodnight there, Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Goodnight.